Hey, I'm Megan, your upstart prognosticator.
And I'm Ted, your haphazard theomancer.
And we are
the mediocre mystics.
Hey y'all, welcome back to episode 9 of the Mediocre Mystics.
Is it 9 already?
9 already.
Nice.
Right? We should do something big for our number 10.
Okay.
Like balloons or something.
You know what? I love your very visual idea for this very non-visual medium. Balloons play great on podcasts. That's I support right. This idea.
Thank you.
You know what? You'll just have to astral project in to experience them with.
You get an episode and you get a picture of the balloons on our Insta stories.
There we go. That actually works.
Right? There you go.
She brought it back.
Bring in the visual.
Brought it back around.
That's
yep.
right. Okay. Well, so hey, we're on episode 9. Let's chat for a second about what the fuck we're doing.
Last time we were talking about Taroki.
Stanley Tucci's ancestors.
The Tucci's invented Taroki. That's canon now. You all may be more familiar with it as tarot.
Yes, if you'll recall in episode 8, the Italians back in the day called it Taroki. Taroki?
I don't know. I don't speak Italian.
You know what? Maybe if you lived this day over and over again, you would.
You know, maybe if I did, I would learn to speak Italian.
Maybe you would.
And actually study up on any of the things that we've talked about.
Literally anything. And maybe you might not wouldn't. Be a mediocre mystic. You'd be a damn fine mystic.
Maybe.
So yeah, last week we talked about tarot. We had a weird reading that involved possums and male tears and devil worship.
Yeah, ultimately it boiled down to there being some sort of successful / famous male of some kind. So we took that information, we googled, what was it, famous prognosticator?
Yes.
And the third one up on that list, which was the first to catch my eye, was a little fella named Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney. Yeah.
To be fair, there was an N, just not where you expected it. Actually, still where you expected it, just not the first one.
It is the first one.
I missed the first one. There's another one in there. I hit the tawny.
You know you did. I want to do the fine people of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania right in this podcast.
Listen, Punxsutawney is not getting any internet to listen to podcasts on.
Somebody's got some 4G.
It might be close enough to Pittsburgh. I still don't know where it's at.
Actually, Ted, it's an exurb of Pittsburgh.
And what's an exurb?
An exurb is an area beyond the suburbs.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like when Simba and Mufasa were on top of the ledge, and he was like, everywhere the light touches. The exurbs are like where the hyenas are at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's where Punxsutawney is.
Where the hyenas live.
That's right.
That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, Punxsutawney, it's outside of Pittsburgh. It's really near nothing. Pittsburgh is literally the closest, and I couldn't tell you how close it is. Oh, 84 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
So wow. There you
go. Yeah, Punxsutawney. I forget where we were going with that even. Oh, Punxsutawney Phil.
Right, Punxsutawney Phil.
Right.
Which brought us to our next method.
Videomancy.
Divination through moving pictures or movies.
That's right.
So we looked this up, and there are apparently many ways to practice videomancy.
That's right. According to occult-world.com, many ways.
Many ways. The most simple is to turn on the TV, press a button channel at random, and watch the first program that appears. I'm sorry, that appear on the screen.
Yeah, so, first off, not sure what a button channel is. I don't know what the first program that appear means. And apparently there are many ways, but they literally only tell us one.
Yes, so we did the other many way, we read the signs in the tarot reading that we did last time that led us to Punxsutawneyville, which led us to the movie Groundhog's Day.
That's right. Is it Groundhogs or Groundhog?
It might be just Groundhog Day. But I am a Michigander, and we love to add the arbitrary apostrophe S's at the end of things.
That's right. So yeah, it is Groundhog Day. Because it's not the Groundhog's Day.
It's the day of the Groundhog.
It's the day of the Groundhog. So you've got a grammar lesson. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Make sure you donate to the podcast. You can do that by...
Support my literacy. That's right. Please.
We really need it.
Clearly.
Ted, you're bringing us down.
So... We took it upon ourselves. We paid, the $4?
$3.99. You're welcome, Amazon.
Yep, we paid that to Steve Bezos. Jeff Bezos? Who's the Bezos?
Jeff Bezos. I think you, juxtaposed.
I'm sorry,
Steve Jobs.
I'm drunk right now.
We've both seen it before, Groundhog Day. This movie is from 1993, so we were just children when it came out. 6 years old.
Give or take.
Ish. And I remember the gist of it, right, as we all do. It's a very famous trope throughout film and really literally anything that's ever come about is Groundhog's Day. Damn it, I did it too!
You're a Michigander.
Fuck. Damn it. There. Alright, I'll take it. So we sat and we watched this thing just trying to figure out, since there's literally nothing for us to go off of on how we should do the videomancy, okay, so let's say we turn the thing on, but then what?
Right. What sorts of things are we looking for? We don't know. We didn't know. We still don't know.
We'll never know.
We will never know. Yeah, I think we both remembered different parts of the movie.
Yeah.
But neither one of us remembered the same parts of the movie, other than the general gist of the movie.
Yeah.
Which was the repetition.
Yeah, so I thought that we would just talk about it for a minute because I think we could all use a refresher on this Bill Murray classic. Bill Murray plays Phil. Phil Collins?
Yes.
I just got that. I just made that connection.
Yep.
You too?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Bill Murray plays Phil Collins. He's a weatherman in Pittsburgh. His new... producer, Andy McDowell, her character's name is Rita, and the cameraman, Marv from Home Alone. Or was he the other guy from Home Alone?
He was neither.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
No.
Shit. All right, I was wrong. I'll publicly admit that, which is literally the worst feeling in the world for me. I'm always right, I'm always the best, and I lost a bet. That never happens. You beat me. Ugh. Okay, so the guy that played the cameraman definitely was not one of the bandits in Home Alone. That was Daniel Stern. And not the actual guy whose name I don't recall. But he played Lily's dad in How I Met Your Mother, and I do know that for certain.
He was... quite certainly Lily's dad. Yeah, he was.
He was. That. I'm very confident.
He was also the butler from Scary Movie 2.
That's a very random factoid.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you not watch Scary Movie 2 a lot when you were young?
I did not.
Oh, I did.
I watched the first Scary Movie.
Yeah.
I watched.
What about the next four?
No, there are 5 scary movies?
At least.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
This is our spin-off podcast of Did You Know About This Random Movie from the Aughts?
Was Scary Movie 2 from the aughts or was it from the late 90s?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's the very early aughts.
I'll bet you my 7 cents back.
Done.
Yeah.
How mad are you gonna be when you're still wrong?
Not because I won't lose anything. 2001.
Folks, I'm on fire today.
To be
there. I never saw it. Okay. Is Daniel... He is the butler.
Jeez. Yeah, he's got that strong arm.
Yeah. Okay. I never saw that, but why did you watch this multiple times?
Mom was very good about getting us free premium channels. Just on a lot.
Fair. Fair. Okay. Well... No, I, like a normal person, watched the first one and was like, that's enough of that.
That's fair.
And I never watched it again. Which, you know.
Feeling a little judgment there.
I mean, look. I lost, so I revert to my my unhealthy three ways of judgment and just shaming you for your choices. And of course that's why you lost, or why I lost.
Because I make bad life
choices. That's right.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And I make good life choices, which means that I win in the end. I'm just joking. I'm cutting a whole
Now
bunch
that we've
of
caught,
like
cut
shit.
All of the episodes so far, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Welcome back to episode 9.
Are we really?
No. Oh, God. So the guy that played Lily's dad. And How I Met Your Mother was the cameraman.
Certainly more topical reference than what I had planned.
which was the butler from Scary Movie 2.
Yep.
Yep. I know that because we've relived this episode multiple times already.
We're really committing to this, folks.
We're in the loop.
He's got that strong arm, though. Listen.
Those weigh-ins, brothers, though.
Reggie understands when he doesn't listen to this episode.
I don't know Reggie.
That's fair.
So, that's the cast. Now that we've covered that, let's talk about the fucking movie. anyway.
9 episodes.
9. How did we get here? Last week we talked about Tucci. No, we did discover, though, that round glasses, speaking of Stanley Tucci, only belong on Stanley Tucci.
It's a fact. It's a fact of nature.
That's right. If you are wearing round glasses, stop. Get a different look because that belongs to Tucci.
Tucci alone.
Tucci, if you want to come on this podcast, you can wear your round glasses and we'll Insta story it.
Please. Please do that.
DM us on Instagram at Mediocre Mystics.
Do exactly that.
Yep.
Moving on. Groundhog Day.
Yeah. So
Bill Murray at his finest.
Phil Collins. Pittsburgh guy. Weather reporter. Lots of 90s hair. They go to Punxsutawney. It's his 4th year, not his 3rd year. Doing the report on Groundhog Day to tell the fine folks of Pittsburgh whether there will be 6 more weeks of winter or not.
Which in Pittsburgh, there's always 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes. He makes a good joke that he thinks that March 21st is when winter will end. And the guy he runs into in the hallway is like, wait, isn't that the first day of spring? Yeah. Just
that's
like,
a good one.
I feel that one. I feel it. So he's just crotchety and angry. He runs into an old person he went to high school with, who is a very annoying insurance salesman. And basically he just spends a good portion of the movie just reliving the same day, going through different like emotions kind of. So at first he's like, I can get away with anything. Kind of a vibe.
Yep. Shenanigans ensue.
So many shenanigans.
Then it gets depressing. And he takes it to a very dark place.
Yeah, well, first he tries to fall in love.
That's true. There was that.
But it was really creepy. They would not put that in a movie nowadays. It was a little
very
rapey.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, it was not great. It was very uncomfortable. It did not age well.
No, did not.
And then he spends a good chunk of the movie just trying and succeeding to kill himself over and over and over again.
Only to wake up. Yet again, at 6 a.m., to I Got You, Babe.
Yep. Which is honestly the worst way to wake up.
I'm not a fan of that idea.
I can't think of a worse way.
But eventually, of course, he turns his life around and becomes a veritable Renaissance man, befriending everyone in town.
That's right. He knows everything about everybody. He helps them. He tries to save a homeless guy. They didn't really go into that. I think he dies.
Failed.
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, okay. If he was supposed to die that day, then that poor guy had to die over and over and over again, too.
Also, I think that was the turning point. That was the switch that flipped on his Renaissance period.
Yeah, you know what it is. And he talked the whole film about, he kept asking people, what would you do if this was your last day on Earth, right? And I think when he realized, oh, this actually is this guy's last day on Earth, there isn't another one. That's, yeah, I think that flipped for him. Like, oh, shit, I do get it tomorrow. It's just the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, yeah, he tries to, like, help people. He catches a kid that falls out of a tree and fixes an old lady's tire and makes sure that a couple gets married.
Learns to play the piano. Saves the groundhog MC's life.
Mm-hmm.
Etc. At all.
Learns French, poetry.
Learns Italian.
Italian.
So he would know how Taroki is pronounced.
That's right. He raised $339.88 for a charity bachelor auction.
He did.
Which was, I think, probably more than they have ever made combined, especially back in the 90s.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
In retrospect, that was a lot of money for her to be carrying around at a given time.
Right. I think they probably didn't. That was, like, credit cards
went over that. Yeah,
we did. Episode 9, can you believe it?
Episode, where did the time go?
I don't know. I feel like we've done it before.
Right. So today we're covering Videomancy.
Yeah, so I tried to look up a little bit more information on Videomancy, and there's literally nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing. That one sentence from occult-world.com. Yep, was all there was. Then I did a Google search just for Videomancy, and I got a weird article written by Jared Sorensen. And it turns out it's not about Videomancy, even though that's what the fucking article is called. It's about an actual movie called Videodrome, which is a 1983 Canadian science fiction body horror film. About the CEO of a small UHF television station who stumbles upon a broadcast signal featuring extreme violence and torture. So that's not Videomancy. But we did come across, and I don't know if this is an actor's name or a character's name, but Brian Oblivion. O apostrophe Blivion.
Because he's Irish.
That's right. Where did we say he was from? The Derry Oblivions.
The Derry Oblivions, like, not to be confused with the Dublin Oblivions.
Oh, I thought you said the Kilkenny Oblivions.
I don't.
As well.
I know that Derry, I believe, is in Northern Ireland, so that's at least in the area. I could not think of a single other city in Ireland other than Dublin. Earlier.
I came up with Cork, the Cork Oblivions.
Hmm. Yeah,
but you know, the Cork Oblivions and the Derry Oblivions have had this rivalry going. So I feel like we just needed to mention both so as not to anger either side.
Little known fact, that's actually what started the Troubles.
That's right. That's where Groundhog's Day came from.
Yep.
Yep.
Groundhog's Day.
Damn it. So yeah, we spent an hour and 41 minutes trying to figure out what the fuck we should glean from this, and we got a whole lot of nothing.
The only thing that we noticed was that there was an insane amount of coffee throughout the movie.
Yes. There was a lot of time spent in the town diner in which there was lots of coffee refills, or like when you were out waiting for the groundhog to come out, people had coffee in their hands. And, I mean, I'm not sad because I love coffee.
Right. I mean, I don't drink it myself, but I can appreciate that it's a thing that helps people.
It doesn't even help me. I just really like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you appreciate it as something that people just like?
No.
Well, only if it's helpful. Okay. I mean, I just wanted to get a really clear view of your opinion. Just so we know. All right, so coffee drinkers, you better need it.
Yep. You must now you know the mystic stance on that.
One of the mystic stance on that.
So there is a divination method surrounding coffee. Which is, I believe, tassiography.
Yes.
It is not a mancy, per se.
Although I think it
maybe it is. Maybe it's both.
I think, yeah, I think it's an interchangeable thing.
At any rate, that extends to coffee grounds, tea leaves, or wine sediment.
That's right.
So we've got some options, but we're going to do that next time.
That's right, on episode 10.
On episode 10.
With the balloons that you won't be able to see.
Right.
Except on our Insta stories, at Mediocre Mystics.
Yes. Maybe on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Maybe.
If you're lucky. Yeah, so that'll be our episode number 10. That's a 10 weeks of Mediocre Mystics Dead.
10 weeks.
That's a lot. That's over 2 months.
I think that's the coffee anniversary.
I think it is,
which is
too.
Convenient.
It is convenient. The oh! Your eyes. Sorry.
I feel like these eyes are warranted. What's with that?
I forgot, you guys. Okay, so when they introduce Punxsutawney Phil, they call him the prognosticator of prognosticators, and that was when we knew.
Yes.
That was when we knew this was the right choice to make. The universe was like, I got you, boo. That's the thing.
We're on the right path.
That's right. So, just, we got a thumbs up from the universe in Groundhog Day.
Hopefully that trend will continue with Tassiography.
That's right. I think that there's more information about that. Your wife has a book about that, doesn't she?
There is a book with that in it, yes.
Oh, okay. It's not just, like, about it.
Correct.
Okay. But still, I feel like it's more than one sentence on occult-world.com.
It is. It is, in fact. There's a whole chapter about Tassiography, cool. And I recited it to her in what was it? The old-timey, like, 20s Atlantic speak. Tassiography.
Tassiography. Can you say that? And I mean, I would like to hear it.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the radio broadcasters?
I do, I want to hear it.
Oh, man. Channel my inner 1920s radio broadcaster.
You don't just have that available to tap into at any given moment?
No. And next time on The Mediocre Mystics, we will cover Tassiography. That is the divination about via coffee grounds, tea leaves, or wine sediment.
Thanks, y'all, for joining us for episode 9. Can you believe it's been 9 episodes, Seth?
Has it really been 9 episodes already?
It has. I know. It's gone by so fast.
No, really. We're out of here, folks.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you for joining us on another riveting episode of Mediocre Mystics. And as always, we'll see you in the stars!